not Tashkofa, not Musa, not just Lemaisa. Yes. And one more thing
about this,
yeah.
And what about Friday night? How do we like? We like where we stay. How do we? I'll be with someone else for shops. That's what I'm trying to
go home.
I don't get it.
Go home. It's not the problem.
I have to make a schedule.
So you'll be someone else's house. You're a member of that household.
No.
I'm saying for that Shabbos, you'll be staying, eating there, sleeping there, everything.
I'm sleeping there. It's Yachad Shabbos time, so we don't eat with the families, but we spend nights there. In the only jersey, we just sleep there with the kids.
You're sleeping in someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
So the person whose house you're sleeping in before Shabbos, you give them a penny.
Yeah.
And the lights. And if you want to play it safe, well, maybe do a little bit better. So as he's lying in the balabas, you can light also, but answer Amit as well. Don't make your own breath.
I shouldn't bring my own candle.
Bring your own candle.
I could bring my own
if you want. But don't, I wouldn't make a brothel. It's all kind of complicated.
Don't make
a brothel. The answer, I'm in this brothel.
Okay, thank
you. Blues. Yes, Yehuda. What's also relevant? How much starts Motzei Shabbos?
Sunday. It says Sunday. It says Sunday Meyer.
Next year.
The book says Sunday Meyer.
Oh, you bet. 2000.
No,
second. I understand. Sunday night?
That's what it says.
Uh oh, I think I might. That might talk to my wrote. Uh oh. Sunday night? Is what it says in the calendar? I believe.
In Yiddish.
Yiddish?
So you tell me what it says. I hope.
What does it say?
On top of the. It's okay.
Oh, the millions.
Sorry.
It's okay.
God, I feel
like
this guy's
lost.
Sorry about that.
You know,
it says it on top.
Meyer. By Meyer. What by Meyer means? Sunday night, it means what?
Sunday.
No, I'm clear. Sunday night? Maybe they have to make a big correction. So let's assume Sunday night, yeah? Oh, when is it? Oh, I guess the calendar's for Sunday night. Oh, my God, get the calendar. Whatever it says, it's the night, it's that night, but normally it's the fourth, but this year, the year before a leap year, it's the fifth. I guess the year next year's a leap year. I forgot all about that. I'm pretty sure my shul wrote and says, Motzei Shabbos, after the direction. All right. What? Right. So it's good. Luckily, it's a good thing. I'd have been a Tuesday, I would have been, but I guess I would have realized it in advance. Okay, very good. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Sunday night. Sunday night. Meyer. That's Meyer. Heavenly Son. Meyer. Which night? Yeah. Yeah. Your preference. Either way. Yes. Which dorm are you in? Ward. They put a table in the front lobby, right there.
Yeah.
Apartment building? A lot of your apartment. What's the problem? Doesn't matter. A lot of your apartment. I also live in the apartment building. I like my apartment. Yeah. Not matter whatever you want. 10 o'clock at night, matter. No problem. Ruben. That's a long story. I don't know what goes on to see. I've been there, but in the old years they put up tables in the lobbies, similar to the tables they put up in the morgue lobby. What are they doing this year?
The cafeteria.
What do you mean by the gym? When you walk
in, you walk in, you go straight.
When you walk in, let's go slow. I've been there before. When you walk in, they used to put up the tables in that vestibule to the right near the elevator of the Reuven Shul.
No.
That doesn't exist anymore?
I'm behind the security desk in the lobby.
Yeah. No, before the people.
Before.
Yeah. That's weird. So I walk in as a security guard. Says, give me your ID. So right behind him. Right behind him.
There's a wall. There's a glass wall in the couches. And then there's the room.
Another question. If I want to leave from Reuven Hall and I want to walk out, right? Can I walk out through there? Or
to be able to the basement all the way around.
That's not the normal way to go out.
You see it when you go out, but you don't pass.
When you, ever you walk out, it's right. It's immediate to your right, but you don't pass through there.
That's in front of you.
Why did they make this change? We went through this last year. Why did they change this? What? I don't know. So I guess that Rabbi Blau said it's okay. So it's okay. I'm not going to argue. Yes? Whatever you want. So I just wouldn't leave the candles unattended because you never know what's going to happen in this place. You don't have shot and shmad, so
you should light in that little room or in the cafeteria?
Well, it would be better to light where they don't let you light, which is in the lobby as you're walking out, because that's called Pesach HaMavoy or Pesach HaChotzer to the outside. That would be the best place. But I think it's still better to light in the adjoining area with the glass. Probably still better than the cafeteria. The cafeteria is a very public place. It's everyone walks in there. You know, it's yeah, okay. Some say those light in the cafeteria. I'm not going to comment and I'm not going to argue with them. But it seems to me it's where you sleep. It's a much more private place. You sleep in your own room. And this is an extension of where you sleep, because we went through this last year. The Machlokas Rashi Vitosis, we write the Shulchan Aruch, we write Pesach HaMavi, Lushan Seramen. So that's what this seems to be. So that's why it would be better here also, in Mus. Right out here, we have all these candles. So it used to be a big problem, but now, since our base marriage exists here the last few years, much better. People walking here all the time. So I recommend also people who live in this dorm should, at least for Hanukkah, should walk down these steps so they'll pass another two sets of steps. Maybe three if you go to the fourth floor to the MTA. But these steps that people do use, I mean, I see people walking down them on pretty frequent occasions. So you should use that. And if you're going to walk out on 87th Street, it's also good. It makes it even better. It's got soil on the way out then. Just may do a little more of that during the, I'm not thinking have to go tremendously out of your way, but the people always walk in different directions. So make it a little better. Any more questions?
How early in the morning should we light?
As early as you want, as late as you want. You light from 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. minimum here. Minimum, no? Minimum, Elliot? What? 2 a.m. there. It's not bustling and hustling and humming and. I thought till 2 was not even. It's pushing till 2.
Especially in
I want to get personal here. I thought for sure until 2. No? Until 2. After 2, it's already the event, but all night, till Chalos HaShachar. But not Al Chadchil. Okay, any more questions? I have to ask you a question. What? Huh? No, not really. The event, but we left in 6, which is fine. The Gural is 4:30. But you have to catch a plane, you're allowed to grow, but you shouldn't do it. So now I have to ask you a question. We were Koveya the Chagig in my home, the Siyata the Shmai, for this Sunday evening. Okay? So my wife is cordially inviting everyone to have supper in our house. This is a good year. Most years it's not this way, but this year. There are 4 kinds of tonight. We spoke a lot, just to give a little background. There's a tanai of Im, the classical tanai of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. There's a tanai of Me'achshav, which is retroactive. There is a Le'achazman. It's not really a tanai at all. It's just a delay. And there's also another not really a tanai. It's called a Shir, which is called something which is a, I called it a creeping chalos. It's something that starts now and begins to be chal little by little until after 30 days. until after a certain event. It's called a shiur, shiur d'avreish. I'm just getting at by way of broader introduction. According to the simple interpretation that all of Rishonim hold, there are four totally separate and distinct categories. Me'achshav chal right away. Im is chal as of the moment that the condition is fulfilled. Li'achar is either zman or an event is also chal only at that time. Him and me'achshav are different only in their technicalities of how they work, but they both chal exactly the same time, namely as of the event or the time of the condition. And a shear is the most amazing thing of all. It's creeping chalos. It's chal a little bit at a time. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a shear in the sense that it's chal gradually, a little bit at a time. So that a woman can be married to kedusha, not to nisuin, kedusha to 100 different men. Because everyone gives a rafka shavik. Everyone leaves a little bit of space for the next guy to sneak in there. Like bricks. As the bricks get piled up, everyone gets a little bit extra space. That's the Gemara's comparison to kedusha. That's by way of introduction. Is the normal, conventional wisdom. We start today's shiur with a rocket, the Rambam. The Rambam has an amazing chiddush. Rambam says that if a person makes a tanai of im, man divorces his wife with a tanai of im, so everyone else in the world says that if the woman marries somebody else before the condition is fulfilled, she is an honest to goodness, aishas ishas insa. She's violated the aseres adibris, losinaf, capital punishment, chenek, with chatas, the whole works. That's pashup shot, because the tanai hasn't been fulfilled yet, the get hasn't been chayat, nothing's happened yet. That's what everyone in the world says, except for the Rambam. The Rambam says, no. Rambam says, if she did such a thing, im nises lo teitse. Right? She doesn't have to get divorced from her. She's not supposed to get married, that Rambam concedes, but in these says low taste, she need not get divorced from that quote unquote second husband whom she's married. And we don't say, as I would have normally said, I would also say, Kishem Shasura Labao Kakasura Labo, she's been guilty of adultery. She's prohibited from the first husband to the second husband. Rambam does not say that. And of course the question is, why? Doesn't the Gemara tell us that im is only chal later on? My afkimina the Gemara has over here in Gittin of Ayin Dal. That's how we get started. Gittin of Ayin Dal and Aleph. We have a case of lichisha titem, which means it's im. It's not me'achshav. Says the Gemara, what's the difference of the Gemara between lichisha titem or ivuhu yitem? What's the difference? Ike benayu sheniskareya geda she'ovad. The get was ripped up or lost. That's an afkamina. What does that mean? Pashtus. It's only chal later on. If the get got lost or ripped up in the interim, then if it's me'achshav, it's no problem because it's retroactive. If, however, it is only im, it's no good. That's exactly the proof of pashtus, that nothing happens until the condition is fulfilled. That's the Gemara. So Rama is against the Gemara of pashtus. Rama seems to say that the get is already beginning from right now. So the Halakha El Tzeda Pnei Yeshua. You have to go back to your own family. The Pnei Yeshua says, wait a minute. The Gemara is in the very next passage here in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, the Machlokas here, Rav Huna Rav Yudah, whether it's Behi Titein or Lichasha Titein, which applies to get, also applies to Kiddushin. Right? Again, V'Yitein or V'Hu Yitein. My Ben Ayu, Ige Ben Ayu Shaposhta Yoda V'Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher. She married Reuven with this situation, and she married Shimon in the interim before the tanai is fulfilled. So then, what's the halacha? It depends, says the Gemara. If she married somebody else in the interim, she married Shimon. If it's im, then a marriage to Shimon is valid. If it's amanas, her marriage to Shimon is invalid. She's already married to Reuven. Frektosis. Wait a second. One thing more, give the exact same nafkamina of Shaposh to Yodah, the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher in the original case. So Tol says, well, have a Motzal Ameima. They could have given that example. What a Shvera Terah. That's an unsatisfying Terah. So he could have given it to give it. So the Pnei assures us that from here, the Rambam got his Kiddush, the fact that the Gemara did not give the example of the nafkamina, rather, of Posh to Yodah, the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher in the case of the Get Al Tanai. that indicates that even if it's a get of im, still we say the get has in effect started to happen, or has happened already, has been chal already, and therefore you would not apply the rule of pashta kiddushin. Post the kibbutz kiddushin depends upon the smachos. No, no matter which way you slice it, whether it's amanat, whether it's me'aksim or im, in either case, if post the yod of a kibbutz kiddushin me'akan, it's chal. The chol adays, even if you say it's tnai of im. Why then, if the get is ripped up, do we say it's no good? Here's the answer. It's a kind of a lemafreh which works as follows. It means that if at the end of the time when the condition is fulfilled, at that point in time, everything is in place, the get is in place, the get is presumably in her hand, then it can be chal retroactively. But if it's not there, it was burned up in the interim, then it cannot be chal retroactively. This is me'akshav, so then it's automatically chal retroactively, no matter what, if the get is burned or not, it makes no difference. He said, im, so although you have to wait till the tnai is fulfilled, that's critical, but when, as of when it's fulfilled, it's chal, in effect, retroactively. That's the mashmos of the Pashat Shad in the Gemara, based upon the Raya of the Pehilig El Tazayt of Pnei Yeshua, based on Tarsus Kash. That's the facts, the bare bone facts. What's the Hezbara Dover? Yes? I'm sorry. No. If you say that it's, if it's im, so then the Mafreya works as follows, or we'll see how much the Mafreya. If at the time that it's there, that it's supposed to be chal, or finished being chal, we'll get to that nuance in a moment, the get is around, then we can say, oh, it already started earlier. But if the moment that the get is supposed to take effect, the chalos is supposed to be completed, or that the condition is supposed to be fulfilled, the get is not really there, then it cannot go back and retroactive. It can't. Let me delay the fuller answer until I get to the bottom line over here. Rav Lezer Shach, Shalita, in the Sefer Aviyaz, he says an amazing thing. He says, according to the Rambam, every im is really me'achshav. Every im, really, it begins right away. It really begins right away, in the sense that if it gets around later on, it's retroactive. How did the Rambam know this? He knew this because if you're going to tell me it's only chal later on, which is the pashtus, like everyone else learns, then what's the fundamental difference between im and liachazman? It's the same thing. Im is later on, and liachazman is later on. It must be, the Rambam is based upon that kasha, that really im is retroactive. So what's me'achshav? There's Rav Shach, Shalita. Me'achshav is not a tanai at all. It's a figure of speech. It's a misnomer. Me'achshav is really only a gilui milsa bi'alma. Under what circumstances he wants to get to be effective. That's why Rambam says you don't need tanai kofu. We'll get to that a little bit later. So Rav Shach, Shalita says the only tanai is a tanai of him. Of all the four, there's only one tanai. It's him. And that really works once the factor on the ground and the condition is fulfilled, it works retroactively. And therefore, if she married someone else in the interim, that marriage is a valid marriage. And then what is this in Imam Me'akshav? No. Me'akshav is not a tanai at all. The word tanai is just a misnomer. It looks like a tanai. It sounds like a tanai. But really, it's not a tanai at all. It's a kind of a gili das. He's telling you in advance on what basis he wants the ma'aseh to take place. And that's why only tanai kofel by Me'akshav, the Rambam seems to say. We know he says that. So that's Rav Shach's explanation. Interesting chiddush. That's Rav Shach's explanation. It's radical. Tremendously radical. Tremendously radical. He's saying that whenever you tell me you have a tanai of im, according to the Rambam, it really works completely retroactively. And what's me'achshav? Not a tanai at all. It's just a gili das. Adkan, the Sefer Avi Ezri, based upon this Rambam. Chiddush Neira. It's such a big chiddush that the other Gedolei Yisrael who tackled the Rambam earlier couldn't believe it. Too much. And the truth, the Rambam's lashon is not mashma so much this way. He uses an expression that says it's not gomer until later on. That's the Rambam's expression in Perek Tes of Chizkeres. It's not complete till later on. Rav Shach will understand. Not complete means we don't. The fact that the jury is still out. We don't know what's going to happen. Will it be fulfilled tonight or not? But if it happens, it's retroactive. And they say no. They say they recall example number the case number four I mentioned to you earlier briefly. Rav Yochanan's case of something with Me'akshav Liachas Shloshim, where it starts, and keeps creeping close, and a little bit at a time. They say that's how it works. Me'achshav is a tznai, but it's completely retroactive. In the case of im, according to the Rambam Shita, as a medayik from his lashon, it starts now and ends later. It goes along a little at a time. That's how im works. It begins now, and it ends, if you will, when the condition is fulfilled. And in the middle, it's sort of a kind of a no man's land, sort of in between. Because it's in between, this explains why if she accepts kiddushin from a man. Another man at that point in time, we don't say, what do you mean, he married an Eishes Ish? He married a woman that's completely married to someone else. No, it's not true. She's not completely married to someone else. She's sort of partially, she's sort of neither here nor there, in between. So therefore, the second guy's kiddushin, we say, takes effect. And the bia that she had with the second guy is not considered to be a full-fledged bias nus, which would asa her lebalu leboel. No, it's not a kiddushin with a beer with a full HSH. It's only a half, to use the expression, a half an HSH, a partial HSH. And the Gemara in the ninth parak says in such a case where there would be a shear, according to one opinion, which we don't accept in the halacha, that you would not apply the halacha of erva. It wouldn't be a full din of arayas. This is said by the Torah's Gittin. That's how we explain. So we have therefore a more limited chiddush within the Rambam. It's not completely retroactive. It's sort of starting right away and ending as you go, ending with the Kiyama tonight, as the Rambam's Lashon is more mashma that way in Perek Tes. And the reason why she's not Asura Lebalu Lebo'o is because it's only if it's a full-fledged Eshes Ish who's Mizana. But not if it's halfway, as evidenced by the Gemara in the ninth parak. Yes, Ellie.
So, according to
the reason, the action works retroactively. Everyone agrees that the action is retroactive. The question is, is it a tonight or not a tonight? So Rav Shach had a radical formulation. That it's not a tanai at all. That's right. It's a tanai. It's a good one. Right. Yes, Yehuda. It's not much different, except that we don't, the concept of shir, we don't really paskin like in its original sense of the Gemara and Kiddushin. The case of Yachshav Adach HaShloshu, we Rambam paskins something similar, not identical to this concept of shir, but in him is similar to that. Similar to that. It's similar. Im is similar to that concept. Could be that concept in its original form we don't accept. And if he says beferish me'achshav le'achashloshim, that's again not a. The Rambam has something similar, not identical to that. Rabbi Yochanan. It's another long story. But whatever, once we know the concept can exist in a particular case, so we can borrow it and apply it in our case, the tanai of him. And the Merkevas and Mishnah, the Rambam says exactly the same thing. Mamish came out word for word. With Torah's Gittin, he came first in the Kevah Mishnah. He lived first, and he says Kimat Mila Bemila, the same idea. And he says, if you look at the Torah's and Kiddushin on this sugya, Samach Amad Beis, where it's quoted over here, they also make kind of a cryptic remark that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't say Ikebeinah because he would require a get Misheni Misafik. So they also attuned to the fact that the Torah's over here in Gittin is a bit of a shvera Torah, not so glatt. And he goes into brings one more proof from the Gemara, the Mekeves and Mishnah, aside from the complicated proofs that the Tosis Kash over here and Ayin Dalalem and Beid are the Miflegi, not going into all the Pratim is Miusha, but you know easily according to the Rambam, which is true. But he brings another interesting indication. The Gemara has over here on that Ayin Beizam and Aleph, what we sort of glossed over about Immati. Abaye says. Mehayom Imati is Shtei Lashonus Mashma. Remember that Gemara? Shtei Lashonus Mashma. Imati Shtei Lashonus Mashma. Mashma Kimeachshav, Umashma Kilaacha Misa. Right? Two Lashonus. Get the impression that even that in other Tanoim, where he did not use the word Imati, but rather Im Yerud Gishamim, Im Yerud Gishamim, says in Mekevas HaMishnah, even if he does not say Meachshav, the Gerizim still begins. And now, and sort of ends later on. By Imati, it can't be because it can't end when he's dead. But by anything else, it can start now and end when it starts to rain. That's just a bit of another semi deal that he has. Okay, but that's the assault of the Rambam. Okay, Rabosai? So let's consider what we said until now. Conventional wisdom, we know what it is. Me'after is a conditional, Nemafreya, Im is a condition taking effect later on. Liachasman is simply a delay, a different kind of delay. And there's this creeping chalos on the Shira, which according to some poskim exists, maybe we don't even accept the halacha, it's impossible according to us. According to the Rambam, no. Im is not chal later on as the achasman is. Im is either totally retroactive, in which case we have to differentiate it from me'achshav by saying me'achshav is not a tenai at all. So me'gili das. That's the Shach's version of the Rambam. Well, no, me'achshav is a tenai me'achshav. The retroactive. And what is im? It's the kind of it's equivalent to the shir of Yochanan, where it starts now and ends later, and therefore the kiddush of the second guy is effective. And there's no Iser of Asur Lebal Leboel, because on the first guy's Kiddushin is not over yet completely, but it's weakened enough, it started wearing away, so it's not a full-fledged Nus, there's no Iser of Lebal Leboel. That's how the Torah is given, and the Mekeva said Ishtu would happen. Yes, Dominic.
So that's the word, this is what they say, even though she's not fully married, she's married,
so
it's
the wife. So she just stands on the side, she stays away from both people, from both men now, waits that the Tanai is fulfilled. That's what it means, Otetze. It's what the first one says. She doesn't get divorced, but Torah's Asula Balabo. Just wait till it rains, and it rains, then to go to the second husband. Yeah? You're talking about the proof of. No, it's not really a proof. He's just pointing out that what we said, what the Pnei Yeshua said on his own, that this Tosis is difficult. I say, who is the Pnei Yeshua to argue with Tosis? You could say. I mean, if he knows. My ancestor, but so who did argue with Tosis? So he points out it's a Tosis in Kiddush, which argues with Tosis in Gittin, and says that the Mashmos of the Gemara is that it would be a Suffolk. They explain it in Suffolk in more crude terms. You know, is it Me'afshav? Is it not Me'afshav? And he says it in a Lumdish term. Okay, that's point number one for today. Rabosa, let's go on. So we have to now talk about the major topic for today, which is the Tanai of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. That's really our main topic for today. We all know, and if I inhale, the Gemara has all the name of Tanaya derived, maybe Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. And they have a different, many different halachas which are come from there called the various Tanoim and Poskim, and let's talk about it. So let's, you know, I think the first thing to do is to link it to what we said until now, go about the Me'achshav story. The famous Shita Sarambam is that the Tanaya Me'achshav does not require the Mishpatei HaTanoim. This is Shita Sarambam. And the question is, the Rif holds the same way. And why so? The quarter of Shach, it's obvious why so. Because it's not a Tanai at all. Straight Gilu Das. The Ravid said something. We're not exactly sure what he meant. The Ran thinks it doesn't make any sense. If anything, it's a proof to the contrary. But the Ravid seems to say, to explain the opinion of the Rif, that well, Me'achshav, you don't need a Tanai Kofel. You know why? Because me'achshav that he says me'achshav where you want to be chal right now you don't need kofel. By im you want to be chal later on, right? And you can't be mevatel the ma'isa unless you did kofel. The Ran asks for keret. The more is chal later on, the weaker it is at this point, it should be easier to knock off. What's the rabbi talking about? It should be harder to knock off something which has already been chal in effect retroactively. So therefore you shouldn't need kafel for keret. If anything, you shouldn't need kafel in him, you shouldn't need it in the Me'achshav. And he quotes the Yerushalmi to almost that effect. Not quite that effect. What it could mean is that li'achar ma'isa. If you're making then you don't need a kofel, because it's not a tanai at all, it's just a delay. But it's a question what the Yerushalmi really means. We're not going into all the problem. What exactly did the Ravid mean? What did the Rif and the Rambam mean? So Rav Moshe Zal has in the last tshuva, in the first Kalgav and Ezra, says something which...
Yeah.
The Ravid said, he doesn't understand the Ravid. The Ravid said that since it's chal later on, that's why you need a Tanai Kofel to knock it off. But if it's chal retroactively, you don't. It's backwards. If it's chal retroactively, it's stronger. Stronger, you need more to knock it off. What is the driver driving at? We don't understand what he's driving at. Whatever, if something is chal me'achshav, right? That means that when it will rain, it'll be a good get from right this minute. That means it's more powerful now. On balance, more has taken place. Because potentially she could be divorced in this minute, as opposed to when she can't be divorced until it rains. So since more has happened potentially, it should be harder to knock off, not easier to knock off. That's the Ran's kash against the Ravid. So Rav Moshe Dalz in the last Shuvah Neven Ezra Chelek Aleph, the Yesod, which I heard from the Rav, which is not all that dissimilar from Rav Shach Shalit. Not all that dissimilar. Not exactly. I didn't say it as radically. And this is how Rav Moshe phrases it. He says like this. He says that if something is a Tanaya Be'akshav, they said it works within Tos. What do you mean works within Tos? I'll tell you how the Rav phrased it, and I'll give you a little bit how Rav Moshe said it. The Rav said it's follows. We know that Bnei God of Bnei Ruben is a Chiddush Nifla V'Noiru. Tosis and Ksubis, that if you didn't formulate the condition properly, Tanai Batul Amaisa Kayim, the Gemara says, why should that be so? The answer is, the whole, if not for Bnei God of Bnei Ruben, we'd ignore every Tanai. Why would we ignore every Tanai? So I'll explain to you. The Gemara is an expression of Ksubis Yutes. Tanai Mil Sachrita. Tanai is something outside of the actual Maisa. What does that mean? I gave you my mushroom with the brakes. You have a Maisa which you made. You did a Maisa Kiddush, a Maisa Gerish, a Maisa Mechira. You did it. You want to make it conditional. You didn't do the Maisa La Tanai. The Maisa is absolute, the Pashtas. It's the Chalos that's Al Tanai. That's a Chiddush Naira. Who said you can do that? You give a woman a ring, a rabbi goes to sleep. Who said you can impose the condition if it rains, yes, if it doesn't rain, no? Who said so? You mean to tell me that it says each thing is Mishlosha Drochim? Kesach Tabia. Never heard of rain. You mean, and when it rains, she's going to become married? I never heard of rain should be a method of Kiddushin. I never heard of anything. The answer is the Chiddush Naira. As the moment that it rains, she's divorced, that's a Chiddush we wouldn't know on our own Mishmar. It's only the God of the Reuben. If it didn't formulate it properly, it's Nai Batul Amai Sakai. You have to fill it to do the rules. The brakes have to work. You have to follow the rules and regulations as found in the God of the Reuben. Oh. But, the Rav said, in the case of a Tanai Me'achshav, which is chayav at the from the moment of the actual kedushin retroactively, there it's not such a big kasha misvara. It's not rain that's created the kedushin. No, the kedushin is from right now. Oh, if it won't rain within a week, then the kedushin is not as, so that undoes the kedushin. The kedushin is chayav at the moment of the giving of the rain. The bitul atnayz mevatul amayz, not the kiyam atnayz mekayam amayz. That's always his formulation. The rain should create marriage. Unheard of. He'd be God of Nehruvim. But here, no, the ring is creating marriage. Elamai, the bitul atnai, if it doesn't rain enough for a whole week, that's mevatel the kiddushin. That's akin, similar, congruent, parallel, not identical, to the concept of tos. Tos knocks it off, and tnai of me'achshav can knock it off. That's how the Rav said. Right, exactly. Rav Moshe Zal said the same thing in different words. Think of all the lumbus with the tosis and ksugas, with the whole of the business, the whole. And a different var. The Ran asked the kasha against the Rambam. He answered the kasha, but you see, it leads all into the same direction. The Gemara has a concept of ksugas that you need a kind that we'll talk about this very next. You need a soon. You need a tnai she'efshel l'kayim by the shaliach. It's one of these of the rules derived from the Nevi Reuven. Right? We'll see Yeshua or Moshe. We'll come to it in a minute. So chalitza can have no shaliach. You have your own body. No one else can do it. You can't make a shaliach for chalitza. So you cannot make a tnai for chalitza. It doesn't work. Fek the Ran. Wait a second. The Ran here now daf. Fek the Ran and Aizah the Kash. Chalitza after me'achshav. It's not me'achshav. It's what's called kolsa. We'll come to kolsa. We should really mention kolsa now already because it's relevant to our whole discussion. What does kolsa mean, Rabosa? What does kolsa mean? That if I do something which is chal later on, so the instrument has to be around later on as well. The instrument meaning the shtar which creates the mechira, okay, the gerish or the kedushin, if it's burnt, it's all gemara in effect. But here in the tanai of im, so if the get is burnt, it's no good. Right? This is part of our whole mahalach which I omitted before. One of the riyas that the Rambam they say made a distinction between im and me'achshav, between im and the achasman, because the Gemara Ksubas talks about kolsa only in the context of the achasman. There you need that the get be actually in her hand, the achasman. When it comes to im, according to the Rambam, it may not need it to be in her hand. It's enough as it's in the world. What's the difference? If it's only chalei erev, that should have to be in her hand. I repeat one more time. I'm just reminding myself. One of the riots that the Rambam saw from before, that we know by the get le'achazman, the Gemara says it has to be not only in her world, it has to be in her hand at the moment of the zman elapses. But by a tanai of him, the pastor says you don't have to be in her hand. It could be anywhere in the world. Why should that be so? If they're both out chalal afterwards, why should that be so? It's one of the riots that the Rambam brought, that le'achazman is only chal later on, so it has to be in her hand later on. But im is really chal now. As long as later on it gets in the world, we go back to Mafreya. So all you have to be is to be in the world, have to be in our hand. Okay. Fine. Let's not go back to where we just started. So we say, Rabosai, there's a concept called kolsa. I can't make a chalitza. Okay, mister, I'm pulling the shoe off your foot right now, and I want the chalitza to be effective tomorrow. Doesn't work, she's saying. Can't work, because the action is this is history. So by definition, says the Rambam, has to be me'achshav. No. So that, according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara say you cannot have a chalitza al tanai? Why? Because it's not lesay de shaliach. But lesay de shaliach is derived from b'nei goda b'nei ruvein. And according to the Rambam, by tanai me'achshav, you don't derive from b'nei goda b'nei ruvein. That's the Ran's kasha in Aladaf. Maybe the kasha. I think that Rav Moshe quotes it from his future son-in-law, Rav Shizgal. I don't think he quotes it from the Rav. Hikshali, Habokha, Rav Choshuv, the tremendous kasha. The Rav's kasha, yes. Sure. Let's take a look inside. Do I have to trust me? The Rav's kasha, we should be able to find inside somewhere. Where is it? What page? It's on page Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. He has a kash against the. So first, the first words of Lamed Zayin Aleph, what we mentioned before, after he quotes the Ravid, which we spoke about, he says, "What are you talking about?" Kavachol Advarim, the first one on the page, Advarim. Hashda filu b'mayis hashenu chal me'achshav lo olin. Sfilu l'rab meyah shen tanaim b'matla alam kainis chazak atnai b'chol chizikut tanoim. Kol shken b'mayis hashenu me'achshav lo olin shen tanaim b'matla alam kainis chazak atnai kil chosu. That's what he says. Okay, that's point number one. But then he says, now in the about the sixth or seventh, maybe the tenth narrow line, Yivamas Kuvov. What does it say? He says Rav Yochanan says I'm an askim yachshav, and he says himself in the Yivamas Kuvov, Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. What does it mean? Chalot la menas shetitin la masayim zuz. The tanai doesn't work. Levat la maisa. Why? He asked the kai ma yadei shaliach. So what do you see? It's not like b'nei goda b'nei ruvein. Alma da fila ba menas bora meh kol dikduke atnoin. And so Rav Shizkel added something. Forget what Rav Yochanan happens to hold. It has to be me'achshav, otherwise it'll be kolsa. But the same kasha. So Rav Moshe gives the following answer. He says, you know, chalitza is chal even betos. Chalitza mutaz shera. That's the whole reason. That's another, not beyond our purview now. Why that's so? That's a fact. Chalitza betos is shera. We know that if chalitza betos, it's kosher. The Gemara says. So if chalitza betos is kosher, then chalitza, it means it's chal anyway. Then chalitza with a tznaya of almanas is also going to be kosher. Why? Again, like the Rav said. A tanai of amanas works midin tos. And if tos works for whatever reason, chalitza is unique, for whatever reason, it's a mitzvah, it's kavana, it's nadasa. We're not going into that now, it's beyond our discussion, why that's so. But we know for a fact, chalitza mitos is kasha, before Shigamara, he quotes him, chalitza mutas is ksheira. So if chalitza mutas is ksheira, even if there's a real, honest to goodness tos, still, it's kasha. So you can't say that a tnai of me'achshav is going to work without b'nei goda b'nei ruvein. Because it works only within tos, according to the Rambam. Tos works by git, by kedushin, by mechira. With get kedushin and mechira, but tos is no good. So a tnai of me'achshav is the equivalent of tos. But when it comes to chalitza, where tos is valid, so we're stuck. So there's no way to make a tnai impossible. That's the Rav Moshe's answer. So you see, Rav Moshe used the word toast. The Rav also used the word toast in a broader way, going with the whole mahalach of the background of the Gemara and Ksubas Yutes and the Tos and Ksubas Nunvot. And this is also Gemara and Ksubas Ayin Dalet. And Yavamas Kavam. All these Gemaras put together lead you to the potential view of the Rav. But there's one final, unbelievably strong hurdle in our way. That's the previous kasha of the Ran. This kasha is a knockout. This is a blockbuster. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because Shmuel requires a double tnai. Him mati lo yeget him lo mati lo yeget. The whole business, right? Then that triple tnai. Him lo mati lo yeget. Him mati yeget. Him lo mati lo yeget. The triple. Why? Because you need b'nei God, u'b'nei Reuven. So the question is, how can you possibly say that? It must be me'afsha, right? Because if it's im, literally, it's ain't get le'achamisa. So it must be me'afsha, Ran's kasha. It must be me'afsha, he says. This is the Ran in the third line of the page. V'geshkev shimra v'ad me'afsha v'hu. Why? Why? Because otherwise, a mishnah shleim alo ha'maklum, because ain't get le'achamisa, elevated last wide line. But I'm a me'afsha v'askinon, I feel like I'm being tonight kofel. Why, according to the Rambam? So he gives you the answer, but the answer makes it even a worse problem. And the second narrow line. V'yafal pishin nira midivya Rambam zal perk chi mihilchus gerishin. So they're asking Shmuel the loma me'achshavi tvarav tamurin harbein. Rambam went from the frying pan into the fire. He said that the Shmuel's case was no without a me'achshav. Without a me'achshav? How can they get me without a me'achshav? Till they employ him. Impossible. It ain't gel yachamisa. Here comes the humdinger kiddush of the Lecha Mishnah, as elaborated upon by others later on. But he's the one who said the kernel of the Yisoh. The Lecha Mishnah says that you see from the Rama Mechidush Neira, there's a new concept. A concept of the Ge, which is called Im, with an ayin. Im Gemar Misa. At the moment of death. Not a Tanai, which is called after death, but a Tanai, which is... Not a get which is chal after death, but a get which is chal at the moment of death. And a get which is chal at the moment of death works. It's not considered liyach hamisa. Right? The Lecha Mishnah said so. So where did he get this from? That's an incredible chiddush, a chiddush nifla v'neira. How can it possibly be? How can it be? It's impossible. Well, it's enough in the Gemara. It's enough in the Gemara. This is the Gemara that's called by the Avnei Meluim. It's in Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. What the Gemara tells us, Mefurish. Excuse me, this is Rav Shach quotes this Gemara. I'm sorry, Rav Shach again. Avi Yez quotes this Gemara. That it says over there that your kavana is im Gemar Misa at the moment of death. The get is chal. The get is chal. Only liakar Misa. It's not chal. Im Gemar Misa, at that moment it works. I mentioned you have Moshe the Chiddush Neira, but it comes to a will. The will is called the moment of Misa, and it works. That's a question whether that's facts, true or not. When the will is the valid American law, at the moment of death, after the death. Rav Moshe already knew about this concept of Im, and we have it in Mefurash Gemara, as Rav Shach explained, and he's just saying, look, the Lecha Mishnah is right. But he said, without a Raya, I mean, you're a Raya Mefurash. And the truth, if you look at the Gemara, it's very much very strongly that way. And indeed, it sounds like if you really meant im, then it works. Im Gemar Misa. But normally, the person says the word, as you see, it's always the Aleph and Ayin. The person said im Mati, Aleph Mem, Mati, so we assume it means Liacha Misa. That's our Gemara on a Fayan base. But if he goes through the trouble of tripling up im lo mati lo yeget im mati yeget im lo mati lo yeget, he doesn't mean liacha misa. You know, misa is not an action. You don't do an act of death. It happens by itself, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. You don't do it yourself. You don't. I'm talking about suicide. You don't. It happens by itself. So therefore, we interpret your expression of im mati to mean after death. Get liacha misa. That's a gemara on ayin beis. If he goes to the trouble of nai kofel and meshulash, which Shmuel advocates, then it's clear that he means it to be conditional. And as of when? as of the moment of death, that very same moment. Everybody, the Gemara Baskel Flamazai, which seems to say Rav Shach quotes, sounds like it's right. Quotes the Gemara. That's what it. If it means that, then it would be chal. So that's Prada Rama. So we see one chiddush leads to another. Yes.
I understand what you're saying, but the Ran,
all part of the same discussion. Let's stop. Let's chazal this whole discussion one more time. The Rambam says in the Rif that a get the Tanai Me'achshav, or anything with Tanai does not require Mishpatei Atma. It doesn't require Tanai Kofi. Right? So the question first becomes, why should it be so? So Rav Shach already quoted from the beginning, said it's not considered a Tanai at all. Stop. The word Tanai is a misnomer. Rav Moshe and the Rav didn't go that far. They said it is a Tanai, but it's a Tanai which works Midin Tos. How so? So they said it different ways. The Rav said it because the whole Chiddush of Tanai is based on the fact that it's illogical. Rain can't create the marriage or a divorce or a sale. You can't do the Kiyum HaTanai as Mekayim the Maisim. So therefore it's a Chiddush HaTorah, and if you can only stop it if you put the proper brakes on. Namely, they got a Bnei Ruvein. Otherwise, it's a Milsach Rita. You wanted the Maisim to take effect. You put on the wrong brakes, which didn't work, and then the Maisim goes on its merry way. Because you haven't made the mice itself conditional. The mice is a full mice. Only the chalos is conditional. That's the chiddush nifla of tnoi in general. And they require from the Gadol Bnei Ruvein the when it rains, so then suddenly she becomes divorced. The chiddush noira. That means the mice was from early, and the rain creates the effect of the chiddush, which cannot be derived from svara, and therefore requires from the Gadol Bnei Ruvein. However, said the Rav, in the case of me'aksha, so then we don't say that the rain creates a get. No, the giving of the get creates a gerushin. The lack of rain can undo the gerushin. That is the equivalent of tos. That means that it can be derived more misvara, because it's the giving of the paper which creates the gerushin. It's the giving of the ring which creates the kiddushin. And it works at that point, presuming that there is no bit latnai subsequently. That's how the Rav said it. Rav Moshe said the same thing in answering his son-in-law's kashrut, which is really the Ran's kashrut. By chalitza, the Gemara says, in Ksubis, that there's no Tanai, why not? Yev Shede Shaliach. Not like they got to be able to do a Shaliach. Alright? Frek the Ran, but according to the Rambam, since Chalitza is going to be a Tanai of Me'achshav, Me'achshav does not require Bnei Gadol Bnei Ruvein, so let the Tanai be valid, even though it's Yev Shede Shaliach. Why not? So the answer of Moshe gave was, no, you got it wrong. If it's not, it's not required, because it works within toes. He doesn't give the rubs hold back. That's what he's saying. It's a din toes. And chalitza betos works. You get all, now it's a chalitza betos, that's bottle. Chalitza betos works. That's the Mar's expression. Chalitza mutas sheira. So therefore, the tanai of me'achshav cannot be effective when it comes to chalitza. The final point in this discussion, what do I do with the Mar of Im Mati? Imati hakti me'achshav, it still require kafel. So the answer is the Rambam says it's not really me'achshav. Not me'achshav. Ain't get lechamisa. So the chiddush nerev lechamishna with the raya of the Rav Shach and Baba Basra, kuflam hazayim, is a new concept. It's chal lohim. Gemar misa. I don't know. I'm not sure my ayin's out properly. Lohim. With an ayin. At the moment of death. Not lechamisa. At the moment of death, can be effective. If you think it's a chiddush nerev, you're right. But if you look at Baba Basra, kuflam hazayim, I'm off. It's out the way. Okay? Atkan. So we took care of the me'achshav concept. Let's go back at the regular im. How do we paskin an im? How do we paskin an im? So Shmuel says beferish, so you have to have a tanai kofel. What does that mean? So many rishonim say the fact that Shmuel requires tanai kofel by im, or the equivalent of im, right? Im, or im, whatever you want to say it. That indicates that we certainly paskin, you need tanai kofel, like Rameh's opinion. We follow Rameh. So many Rishonim pass like Rameh based on the Gemara here in Rav Shmuel and other Gemaras. The Ramban says false. We don't accept Rameh. We don't accept Rameh. Rameh is rejected. He adds a point which relates to the previous discussion. Rameh, he says, requires kefil all the time. He requires kefil even in the Tanai of Lisha Omar. That's a sugar by Islanders, not member of the base. Rav Meir holds that kfeilus is a din of mishpatei aloshen, not mishpatei atznoyim, as the Rav used to call it. I mean, just in order to get your point across, you have to double it. So any Gemara which might tell you that Rav Meir requires tonight call for Imai Me'achshav, it's not going to be a kashya against the Rambam mentioned before, because we know Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Meir, we certainly hold that way. But we don't accept Rav Meir. We don't accept the Imai Me'achshav, and we don't accept the Imayim. He's rejected. And therefore, you have throughout Shas, there are many different Tanoim, which are enunciated in Shas, which does not kafel. We don't accept Rav Meir. I something by get we require, Chumr B'yam. We're afraid of Rashbam said that way. We're afraid of the best to make a mistake, but the amount of nation is, we don't want to take any chances. But in Dine Mominus, which is the source for Bnei Gadol to Dine Mominus, there you don't require kafel. We reject Rav Meir. His opinion is not accepted la halacha. And any Gemara which has Rav Meir is just not accepted the Dina. I was makhel by Gid. That's a chumah b'yamah by Gid. That's what Ramban has. I mean, it's an amazing rabbi, but just to mention in passing, he seems to say that no, there's a fundamental distinction between Gidden and Mominus. What's the fundamental distinction? This leads me to my next point. Gidden's a very serious matter. You have to say things. But in money, whatever you mean. You follow your quarter what your Gili does. Whatever you mean. So he said, a half, it's nice. It's good enough for Gili das. That's crazy. The source for the whole din is Bnei Gadol Nivnas Matoman money. So the rabbi says, you call that money? That's Kedusha Eretz Yisroel. That's not money. That's Yisak Yisav Ehet. That's who's going to, what shame is going to get what? That's not Stam. Who's going to own a car? Who's going to own a house? This is a much more serious matter. It's so serious as it's a serious of giving the Kedusha where we have to be explicit. We can say, well, like what you mean. We already know, we spoke earlier about Gili Dat and Begitra Lav Nilsa as a kind of a rough analogy to this kind of a discussion. And finally, because this is important for the Ramban refutes the opinion in which the Ran quotes that there are those who maintain that although in a straight normal case you require Tanai Kofel, it has to be doubled, has to be actually said the Feirish, but there can be cases in which Tvei Odif the Rav Meir Umden and Begili Yadas Mitnai Shlo Nichpal. Sometimes, according to these opinions, if we know for a fact what he has in mind, it's better than Mitnai Shlo Kofel. Now, there are many possible concede that this is true in a case which it's so clear that you don't even need an enunciation. For example, they give a case of the Gemara. A man gave all his possessions over to his friend, everything. What happens to his, what about his children? He had no children. Suddenly discovers his wife is pregnant. So the Gemara says that Matan is bottle. I didn't say, he didn't make a Tanai Kofel, didn't make a Tanai Shenekel, didn't say anything. It's obvious, super obvious what he has in mind. So too, in the cases of a person who's going to Eretz Yisrael and Aliyah, and he sells his house, and at the end he doesn't go, doesn't leave. So there are some who say, even though he never made a formalized Tanai, made a half a Tanai, or not even a formalized Tanai, it can also work with Torah's Gili Das. So that would be a way to refute some of those proofs. Again, the Ramban is proving from Sotiyah throughout Shas, half-baked Tanayim, that they work, so they don't follow Rav Meir. But there are those who refute that proof by saying, no, those are all cases where, for whatever reason, Gili Das is going to work, because of the circumstances, if it's so clear, you don't even have to say a word, if it's semi-clear, you have to say only half a word, half a Tanayim. But in the case where it's not clear at all, I'll sell you a house on the condition that it snows on Tuesday. So there's no rhyme or reason to that, it's just arbitrary. So then, they say you really would need a Tanai Kofel. So the Ramban doesn't like that. He says, no, if you really have to formulate it, then you have to formulate it properly for a mayor would be right. For a mayor couldn't accept these kind of half-baked formulations. The fact that we accept the half-baked indicates that a mayor is wrong with Dina. He's only accepted by Gidna Zuchumar B'Yamah. That's the Ramban's view. It's a very clear view on this matter, the Ramban. It's against many other Rishonim. It's an unresolved dispute between Ramban and others whether, in fact, you need Tanai Kofel or not. And this relates to our old Vina Get. The old Vina Get. There are those who maintain that the reason why Lemaisa, the Maram, is not, the Blin is not accepted, although the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if she started and said, Yikaimas Nidochana, that if she said it first, I said it would be a valid condition. Yeah, that's only if you don't accept Rav Meir. We pass back Rav Meir. So that's a pretty good reputation. The problem is that actually to rely on it is difficult because we don't pass like a man. But that is what was thrown into the hat of that whole discussion in the post about the get Mivina. Yes. There was the Achronim who say that the Barab the Machne Ephraim says the Barab Lublin is right that from Tosis you see clearly that even if it was not a formalized Tanai, she said it first. We consider it as if it's a get al Tanai, as if it's a get al Tanai. The Barab is right, but Lemaisa we reject it. Why do we reject? Because we require Tanai Kofel. It's not Tanai Kofel. Gvaldik, beautiful. The only problem Lemaisa with that is Ramban also knew how to learn. And he said, we don't follow a Meir Mikaridim. So then you're going to be stuck that the Meir Mikaridim is going to be right, according to the Ramban. So that's going to be a major problem. Yes, Chaim.
According to
Ramban,
he said that it's better than
Tanai Kofel, it's the same as Tanai Kofel. Right. It's the equivalent of Tanai Kofel. The equivalent. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the discussion of a Tanai of Im. How do we pass on Allah? A very big shayla with many nafkaminis. Okay? The Ramban is really a major play over there. There's a traditionalist who followed a mayor, finished. Because he's all over Shas, followed a mayor. And Ramban is the one who said, no, it's a chumrah b'alma by Gittin, otherwise it's not accepted. But a mayor himself is an extremist. He applies it by Tanai L'Sha'aba, he applies it by everything, but it's rejected. La halacha. Okay? Fine. Now, we have to go through one by one the other halachas that are found here in the Sugya of what's derived from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Let's start with what's found here last, because that's maybe the most interesting. Tanai u'maisa b'davarecha. That's the Gemara Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, going over to Ayin Hei Amid Beis. The big dispute, what that means. According to Tosis, Tanai u'maisa b'davarecha is simply a logical point, because it's based upon a stira. You can't have a Tanai which is so ser ha'maisa. A Tanai which was against the maisa is dvar b'talim. Harei ad v'guesh is v'aniyah shali. So it's nothing. It's ridiculous. However, what if you say me'achshav? Me'achshav and taksu yisaniyah. According to Tosis, there's no problem whatsoever. This is not at all considered to be a case of a tnai ma'isa l'davarecha, because since you give the get back later and the get is called earlier, it's simply not included in the category whatsoever at all of tnai ma'isa l'davarecha. This is the opinion of Tosis. Tosis sheet. Fine, very good. This is Tosis' opinion. However, not everyone agrees. You know, those who may think we thought it's Pashup Shana Rashi this way. Now the Gemara talks about this at great length. No, Tanai u'maisa b'davarecha is exeris akasuv. Then I got up in a room, and the Tanai was this east bank, and the Tanai was the west bank, and the Maisa was the east bank. Simple. It's just it exists in a different kind of situation. Tanai u'maisa b'davarecha is a davar emaluim. In Tosis' sense, doesn't need Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. We don't have to have Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. It's a svara. If it contradicts itself, if it's just stupid and totally contradictory, then it's no Tanai. It's Rambam Batalin. He says the Rambam, for example, Sadavin Lul. The Rambam never said Tanai Maisa Davarech. Never mentioned it. He mentioned it in of the Epshel Kaimo. Tanai Shi Epshel Kaimo. And that Tanai is an invalid Tanai, even by Me'achshav. Aye, but the Rambam himself says that by Me'achshav you don't need Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven. The answer is, this is not derived from Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven. It's derived from Svara. Oh. But it's very possible that Tanai U'maisa B'Davarecha, according to Rav Ad Barava, is not a Svara. It's a Din. And it would apply even to a case of Me'achshav. According to those who say that Me'achshav, you require Mishpatei Atnam of Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven. But do we pass in this way? Cholila. The case of Esrog proves the other way around. What's the case? Tosfos calls Esrog. Famous case of Esrog. Matam Manas Lahavzim. By Esrog, everyone knows that famous case. Matam Manas Lahavzim. So there we see, it's Amanas. It's not a logical contradiction. It's not accepted as being a Tanai Bot because of the Dover Echad. So although there exists a sheet there, Avad the sheet which says that Tanai U'maisa B'Dover Echad, the Tanai is Botel, even if it's not a logical contradiction, that sheet exists, it's not accepted Lahalom. Although the Rosh seems to perhaps suggest it, the Avnus doesn't really mean it. L'maisa, we follow the case of Esrog, and for that reason, I repeat. So if you have a Tanai of Esrog of Me'achshav, what's the Pshat? According to Shita Tosfos, that's not called Tanai U'maisa B'Dover Echad. because it's holy, it's only a din of contradictory. According to the Davnim Aluim and Pashas and Rashi, the other way around. Contradictory, you'll need Rabbah's din. That's a svara, it's no good. That's like Yepsha Lekaim, what Yerma has given by Me'akshav. It's a svara. In the case where it's not Me'akshav, then in fact, Rav Ad has a Xeris Akash, and they got a Bnei Ruvain, but it's not acceptable halakha. And that's why we hold that by a case of Matamas Lachs, when it comes to an Esrog, we say it's a valid tonight, even though we may be of the opinion that it's about the actually also in Mishpate Atanah of Negon of the Ruvain, because we say we don't accept the Xeris Akasav, and it's not a logical stira, so it's what works. That's how we understand. Okay, since we just start with the last and perhaps the most interesting from some perspective, this halacha of time has to be. Let's now turn our attention to the two which go together, sort of. This is a question of the objects which the Tanai relates to. Now let's talk about the formulation of the Tanai, the Pashas, the formulation of the Tanai. So we have a couple of conditions of rules which are derived from Bnei Godav Neuvein, which are Hain Kodem Lelav and Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. Okay? Hain Kodem Lelav and Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. What are these? What's it based upon? So the Ran already said you have to have a svara. You just make have to have 25 words like when they go to Meruvin. It has to be have some kind of logic. So what does it mean? So the by Hain Kodem Lelav, the suggestion is raised by the Rishonim at the Gemar Adam Devarav Nitpas. That a person is the main thing is how he ends. You know, Achron Achron Chomer. How you end is what counts. So if you're going to end with a Hain, it'll be a bittel of the previous Lav, and therefore the Tanai will be bottom. That's one svara which is mentioned. I should add, in the Chidushi Rabban, he suggests the Chidush Neuro, that you don't need Tanai Kofel, but Hein Kol Alav, you do need. So we mentioned the footnote 151, so what kind of craziness is this? How's it possible? You don't need a Kofel at all. So what could possibly be wrong if Lav is Kol Alav Hein? Here's the answer. If you don't have Kofel at all, the Lav is implicit. So the implicit Lav comes last and puts a break on the Mice. But if you say Beferish Lav, Beferish Hain, in that order, the Hain knocks out the previous Lav. So that's, that makes pretty good sense. Not crazy. Okay. That's why you need Hain Kodem Lelav. Fine. What about Tanai Kodem Lemaisa? So by Tanai Kodem Lemaisa, again, you see a Lashon in Rishonim, again, Ran Ramban, who say that if you have a Maisa before the Tanai, it's too late. Once you say the Maisa, before you say the Tanai, it's too late, it's all over. It's too late to impose a condition. It's finished already. And if you'll say it, Tokhle Dibur is Kedibur, and certain days, it's too late. It doesn't work. It's just too late. It can't happen. You can't stop it anymore. It's already happened, and that's the end. Nothing to do about it. Can't help it. Okay. That's what Ramban suggests. Of course, these two seem to be contradictory, right? I mean, which one do you say? Do you follow the first lashon? Do you follow the last lashon? We pointed out, based upon the Beis Shmuel, could be that we're not sure which lashon we follow. Could be a choshes and a churma on both of these svaras, which although they seem to be have certain somewhat contradictory sources. The Ran we originally suggested said no, it's exactly a custom source. It's not called the Maisa. How so? Because Moshe Rabbeinu turned it around. They said, we'll take the East Bank if we'll fight in the West Bank. And he said, if you'll fight in the West Bank, you'll get the East Bank. He turned it around. The fact that he turned it around, says the Ran, it shows that you need Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. So we had originally suggested, the Ran didn't want to go with the Svara of Tzfos Lashon Rishon, the Shittaso by Yain Kodem Lelav. He said, Tzfos Lashon Achron. Perhaps Ladina, we could be choshish for both. Perhaps. Again, this is what we're not sure. The Beis Shmuel seem to be worried about both. What's he talking about? He's talking about the following case. A person says, I'm marrying you according to condition as per Numbers 32. I think I even have it here. As per Numbers 32, that the you want a certain thing to be valid as per the rules of Numbers 32. Here it is. He's saying, the above conditions are made in accordance to the laws of the Torah as derived from Numbers chapter 32. The last one in this form I have over here. Numbers 32. So the question becomes, does numbers, does that kind of trick work? So it works to take care of kofel, the pashtus, yeah. What about tznai kon lemaisa? So the Beis Shmuel said, maybe not. Why not? Because he said, maisa kon tznai. Once he said the maisa, so it's not going to help numbers 32. It's too late already. Too late already, numbers 32. So what about lav kon lehen? You'll say lav kon lehen, you'll say numbers 32. The question is, would that be a problem? That's what Rav Nachman talks about in other poskim. It's based upon svara, based upon zeros and kosov. Yes? You're right. You're right. So that's an exception, presumably, because it's turned around. Turned around means it's there's a logic to it, right? You have to have some kind of logic. They turned it around. Okay. Could be. You're right. Let me go a little further. The Rambam has a totally different approach to Tanai Kol Lamaisa. Doesn't mean Tanai before Avira Samaisa. Rambam makes reference to it. It's Tanai before Asiya Samaisa. So they give over the piece of paper to the woman. Say, here. Oh, by the way, it's in the Messiah. What, are you crazy? You gave her the paper already. That's when it's no good. But if you said according to the Rambam, I read the Gita, if it's in the Lee, and then you give her the paper, that would be good. That's again, obviously, based upon logic. Right? Of course, the question becomes, according to the Rambam, what happened to the story of Ben Gadol Ben Reuven? What happened in that case? So, well, why do you need Tanai Kol Lemaisa? Wasn't the Maisa later on? What do you mean later on? Later on means when 7 years, 14 years later, when they came into the East Bank, that's when the Maisa was, when they were given the land. So why do you need Tanai Kol Lemaisa? It's later on. Well, you'll tell me it's Me'achshav. That's how they get the East Bank from right now. Can't be. According to Me'achshav, you don't need to have to know him at all. You're caught in the catch 22, according to Shita Sarama. What's the case? If it's Me'achshav, you don't need Tanai Kol Lemaisa. If it's Li'achas Man, so the Maisa Li'achas Man, what is Tanai Kol Lemaisa for? You don't have Tanai Kol Lemaisa. But if you would have said the other way around, you get the East Bank. If you'll fight for the West Bank, it's still long before they're going to actually inherit the East Bank, which is only 14 years later. That's a tremendous kasha. Sure. According to the Rambam, Tanai Kol Lemaisa is not before the Avira Samaisa, before the Asiya Samaisa. So here the Asiya Samaisa, we're assuming, is when they get the East Bank. That's 14 years later. So you have to get, Moshe Rabbeinu had 14 years to say the condition. What's the rush? What did I have to say before he said it? What did I have to turn it around for? That's the Avnei Meluim Tzkash. The Avnei Meluim is similar to Chesed Kotten Beis asks this Kash. Answers Avnei Meluim. The Maisa Kondaman is the Shlichus. The Shlichus is the Maisa. The Shlichus is Chal, by the way, Bedibur. So therefore you have to say Im before you said the Noxu. Before you say you'll get the East Bank, because it's the shlichus which is the maaser. That's what he says. The shlichus is the maaser. Yeah. Well, in the case of mini shlichus, the maaser is the dibur. That's what's unique about it. So you have to say it before you say whatever's going to happen. Right. That's exactly what Rav Nachman means. So this leads us, Rav Osai, to the final condition of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, which we want to discuss, which is Efsher Ayedei Shliach. There exists a din of Gemara in Ksubis. We mentioned it before. You need Efsher Ayedei Shliach. If it's impossible Shliach, then there can be no din of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, as we saw by Chalitza. It cannot possibly exist. Can't happen. Right? It can't happen. Sorry. It can't happen. Can't happen. Why? What's the loveliness of it? After the svara. So the Rabban says it's a Maisa Rabba. What that means, we're not exactly sure what that means. We thought Rab Chaim had a nice svara. If you can make a shliach, but you're in control of the situation. If you control the situation, that means you can impose conditions. If you can't make a shliach, that's full control. That's how Rab Chaim is based upon the Tosfos in Ksubis. Okay, fine. That's a svara behind it. Good. What's the source? The source is, we know, because the Pashas, Yeshua, was a shliach. Okay, that's the Pashas, Yeshua was a shliach. That's what Rashi says. Ksuba to find out. Yeshua is a shliach, fine. But we have one problem here, really a very serious problem. When the Ran was going through all of his various examples of places in Shas where there does not seem to be a kfelus, and the question is, how can that be? After all, we seem to pass him like Rav Meir. So he says as follows. This is the Ran, the very right before it says Tana Rabbanan on page 72. What does he say? He says, "Ika lemeima de masne ba de shliach shiny, the kol tnai mahani be, fisha eino nasa shlucho, ala ba mashanira mitov gilu dvorov." Lanzi is so, if you appoint a shliach, shlucho kamosa, only the way you want it, and I gave you the lumbus behind it. If I do a get, kiddushin, nechi, which is the formalized act, and I want to put the brakes on it, I have to have 100% good brakes. If I'm only appointing a shliach, so the shliach does what I want him to do. As long as I tell him I don't want him to do it, he's not authorized to do it. It doesn't matter how I tell him. We know what we get the gist. He knows what I'm driving at. That's the shita's around. So the question then becomes, Rabbeinu Shalom, if indeed Yeshua is a shliach, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave him to Yeshua, so why in the world do you need B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven? Yeshua will not do any more than Moshe Rabbeinu authorized him to do. Rabbeinu Shalom. A tremendous kasha, Minei Ubei. If the Ram is right over here, that when you do through when you point the Shliach, you don't need Kfelus, then why did Moshe need Kfelus? He's appointing Yeshua. And of course he pointed Yeshua. How do you know he pointed Yeshua? It says in the Gemara, it's actually a Shliach. What's the finish of a Shliach over here? Let's add the Lulz kasha again. Tremendous kasha. There's an answer with a Shultis. He found a Shultis who says for Keres. The other way around. Yeshua and Elazar the Bali did. Moshe was the Shliach. Moshe was the shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach, we know it's Efshtei shliach. That's the derivation in Ksubas Ayin Dalet. But between Moshe, who formulated it, and Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, rather, who had to execute it, there was no shliach. Moshe was the one who was speaking to Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, since it was direct inheritance of land. He's giving them the land, a formalized act. So you have to have all the rules of Negev and Reuven. That's a brilliant answer of the Avnei Meluim. Right. Because Moshe was the one who was speaking to. Had Yeshua spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't have needed Kof. Because Moshe can't do more than Yeshua tells him. But since this is a funny kind of shlichus, you know, Moshe was really the boss. But formally, we had this question by Engel Achamisa, but Moshe died. But leave all that. Comes from Hashem, we suggested. Whatever it may be. A little bit unusual. But from this perspective, since Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, and there's no intermediary, he has to go with all the rules of conditions. Again, one more time. If I appoint a shliach, and I don't follow the rules of conditions, says Iran, he can't go beyond what I authorized him. He knows what I meant by all my authorization. But here, the person who's speaking is speaking directly to the other part. Yeshua didn't say anything. Yeshua says, Rebbe, whatever you want. I mean, remember what's going on over here. Rebbe, you're in charge. Okay? Good. This is, I believe, we covered all the pratim of Bnei Reuven. I have only one more thing to discuss briefly in conclusion. Not on this topic. We finished, I think, we covered all the various yalfusas. Very interesting sugya, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. There's one more nakuda we have to talk about at the end of the Gemara, just briefly. And Ayin Vav Amud Beis. I'm skipping a lot of things, but this I don't want to skip. There's a Gemara which talks about two-word Gemara, which says, the Lech Hashem appears. Three-word Gemara. The Lech Hashem appears. And, again, I'm not going into all the intricacies of when a woman's allowed to remarry, it's Me'akshav, and it was fulfilled, it could be fulfilled, it might be fulfilled, there's a Machlokas, I can't go into that right now. This I can't give up on. Which is, the Rif understands the Nechashim appears to be Mechila Satnai. It's a very important Yisod. Mechila Satnai or Bitl Atnai in the sense of Yisbatal HaMaisa. Again, we spoke already yesterday. There's such a thing of Mechila Satnai Shiyakai HaMaisa, right? By Uri Achiti, that there's a case in which you can say, forget about the Tanai. That's a Maisa Bichal in any event. That we spoke about already. No, that works in some cases. Here I'm going to say another way around. Can you have a case of a Maisa Al Atnai? You want to have a circumstance where the party or parties will declare that the mice should be bottled irrespective of whether the Tanai will be fulfilled or not. Can that work? So the Rif understood, yes, that's what it means over here. The Nechashem appears that by speaking to his wife, I know it's true, honey. I made you a condition. I don't come back in a month of your divorce. But come on, let's be friends. Let's be nice. Let's live together for 120. Even if I don't come back in a month, let the marriage continue. And she says, yes. So what do you have? That the get is batel, regardless of the fact that he didn't come back after a month. That's a chiddush neira. Can that work? Can that work? So here we saw four sheets in the Rishon. Let's discuss it briefly. The Ran is the main source here again. The Ran is the one who quotes the Rif about this Shem appears being a Mechilas and Tanai. And the Ran is assuming that's referring to a case of Me'akshav. We'll see soon why. Me'akshav. It's a little bit, it's a much bigger Chiddush. By Me'akshav, that means it's a retroactive get. So how can the people undo it if it's supposed to be Chal retroactively? How does that work? How does that work? So, how does that work? How does that work? Does it work, as a matter of fact? Does it work? So there are four opinions. The most radical view of all, which is the hardest to understand, is the Bala Itu. Found in the last line of the Ran, on page Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Some say the spies, who? Ubitlo? Even though she's not around. He can unilaterally cancel it. It says in the Gemara, "Mishigia get liyada any yochel levatlo." Right? That's only if it's not given al atznai. If it's given al atznai, and it's nigh, it's up to him to fulfill it or not. So he can cancel it. He can cancel it. That's the balayit. Even unilaterally, chiddush neira is the balayit. The Rif says no. Shema pias means. Pisa means he will appease her, and he will get her to agree that they should say forget about the get, even though the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. He won't come back in a month. Let's forget about it. She agrees. They both agree. They can do it, but not him unilaterally. The Ran is even more restrictive. The Ran says, and makes a lot of sense, it's retroactive. You can't do this. You can't do that. How can you do such a thing? It's impossible. It's impossible. There's some places in the Gemara, it's mashma, that you can do it. That's only one kind of a case. This kind of a case, even if the Rif meant it, it's only a special kind of a Tanai. What kind of a Tanai? A Tanai which is meant for her benefit. The Tanai which is meant for her benefit. It should leave her in a guna, quote unquote. So therefore, she can say, all right, I'm loyal. But not a different kind of a Tanai. According to the Ramban, Al Pi Arif, any kind of Tanai. Any kind of Tanai. It says, Oviyah, Menashe, Tipni, Li, Messiah, Zuz. Right? So if she says that the get will be bottled, whether or not the money is given, that's effective. The Ran says, Chas v'Sholom. Only here is a unique case where it's for her benefit. That's the Ran's point of view. Yeah? She shouldn't be an Aguna. He doesn't leave his house. She's afraid. He makes it, he's leaving his house. She says, well, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't worry about it. I won't leave you an Aguna. If I don't come back in a month, you'll be divorced. And after 2 weeks, he says, I'm going on a long trip. I may be more than a month. But come on, have Rachmanis. She has Rachmanis. So it's only meant for her benefit, as the Ran says. It's meant for her as opposed to. No, I understand. Since the original condition was made for her benefit, the whole idea was made for her benefit. She shouldn't be left alone for a month, which who knows how much longer. So she can say, all right, I love you, and I don't want to get to be affected. As opposed to a straightforward condition, she's going to give him $200. According to the Ramban, she can still say, the get's no get, no matter what the money's given or not. According to the Ramban, you can't. The final view, if you will, is that none of this works. None of this works. I don't care. You can't do it. If you make a condition of Me'akshah, it's going to take effect no matter what. If it's a Kiyam Atznai, the get is going to be Chal no matter what. Absolutely impossible to do anything about it. This is formulated by the Bach, but it's based upon the Rama and other earlier Rishonim. Shema Px. Oh, Shema Px is by Tznai of Im, Shema Px. So the Beis Shmuel scratches his beard and says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tnai Abim, he needs her consent to be mitzvah to knock out the gerushin. I thought by Tnai Abim, knock out later, he could do it at whim. Yeah, that's what I thought until now. Now I see he can't do it at whim. At least according to the opinion of Rishon. So according to one opinion, again, put the back of the Shmuel together, what emerges? By Tnai Av Me'achshav, you can never undo the Tnai. Impossible, even if they both agree. Impossible. No, even her benefit. Impossible. By Tnai Av Me'achshav, it's impossible to undo it. By Tnai Av Im, you even need the both conditions. They're both approvals. Approval of both of them. Shema P.A.S. That's a Chiddush in the other direction. So I prefer Rabbi Kivegi. Kivegi says, no, the Beis Shmuel overshot. When it says Shema P.A.S., it doesn't mean that if he didn't get her to agree that he couldn't do it by Tnai Av Im. That's not what the Rama meant. He meant that an average person is a mensch, and he's not going to undo the Tnai, even by him, without consulting her first. It's not menschlich. That's not the right thing to do. That's what I mean, Shema P.A.S. But if he wanted to be a bum and undo the Tnai of him even without a consent, he could have done so. This is a brief summary of this very interesting sugya. Again, we skipped many things in the Chazara, but we covered a lot of things too. So let's just review the logistics of Elsai. Sunday, I'll be here at Mitzvah early. So this one, who's the earliest one? What do you want me to be here? You want to come? 9 o'clock in the morning? 9:30? Not before. Anyone here before